Okay, let's get started. There's a lot to do today, so we are holding on. Lamed Chesem Beis, and today we're going to talk about the Shir for Bracha Rishona and the Shir for Bracha Achrona, and through that discussion we're going to come across what seem to be anomalies in the rules of Brachos, meaning even though, as we said before, Shir for Bracha Rishona is Mashahu, it doesn't make a difference how little you eat of something, there is a Bracha Rishona on it. Nevertheless, we're going to find that, at least according to some Rishonim, there is a particular Bracha Rishona that you would not recite unless you had a full shear. And we're going to have to explain what makes that Bracha Rishona different than every other Bracha Rishona. Similarly, Bracha Achrona requires a full shear. And yet we're going to find that there's one Bracha Achrona that, according to some Rishonim at least, you do not need to eat a full shear in order to be chayiv in that Bracha Achrona. And we're going to have to ask, why is that Bracha Achrona different than the other Bracha Achronas? But let's start at the beginning with the basic storyline in the Gemara. The Gemara had told us on Lamed Chesem Beis toward the bottom that Rabbi Yochanan ate a Zayis Maliach u'birech lav tchila visov. He made a Bracha Rishona and a Bracha Achrona when he ate a salted olive. So the Gemara right away says, Amalei Riyam Rebizera, on the bottom line, Rabbi Yochanan hechi mevarech al Zayis Maliach. How could it be that Rabbi Yochanan said a bracha on a salted olive? Kivan de shakila le garine, butzer le shiura. Obviously, he didn't eat the pit because no one eats the olive pits. I remember when he used to have toranut in yeshiva. Every day they'd have a rotation of cleaning up the tables after lunch. So he hated cleaning the Israeli tables because they love eating olives. And they spit all the olive seeds out on the table because they don't eat olive pits. I happen to hate olives, but people who eat olives still don't eat the pits. So how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan said a bracha if there is no pit in the olive, and therefore it's not a kazayis? It's obviously not a kazayis because it's missing the size of the pit from what he ate. So by definition, it's not a kazayis. Now note, the Gemara never says which bracha we're asking about. Whether we're asking how could Rabbi Yochanan say a bracha rishona, or whether we're asking how could Rabbi Yochanan say a bracha achrona, or whether we're asking both. How could Rabbi Yochanan say any bracha when it's pachas mikazayis? The Gemara never says explicitly anywhere, which is astonishing. There are several sugyas about the shear that you need for bracha achrona, about whether we learn from psukim, whether it's a chumrah that Klal Yisrael accepted to not only do kedei sviya, but to do even kazayis, kebeitza. Several sugyas in this mesechta about bracha achrona and how much one has to eat in order to be chayiv in bracha achrona. The Gemara never tells us how much you have to eat in order to be chayiv in a bracha rishona. It's wide open. And the Gemara over here just says, how could he say a bracha? You don't have a kazayis. Amar le, misav kazayis. God will be on. So the Gemara says, a technicality. You think in order to be chayiv a bracha, whatever kind of bracha we're talking about, you need to eat a big kazayis, you need to eat an average kazayis. And an average kazayis would be enough. So therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan were eating a very large kazayis, and he didn't eat the pit, what he actually ate of that kazayis was a sheer kazayis beinoni, was the size of an average kazayis, and that's why he was able to say a bracha. So we solved the technical problem for Rabbi Yochanan, but we still haven't defined what the problem was. Meaning we said, we have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. How could he say a bracha? There's no kazayis. So he answered, okay, don't worry, there was a kazayis. Even after you take out the pit, it was such a giant olive that there was still a kazayis even after you take out the pit. Great, but what was our kasha? What was our kasha in the first place? So Rashi on the spot, batzer le shiura, v'gabe birchas peros ha'aretz achila ksiva v'achila b'kazayis. He says achila is with a kazayis, and by brachos on peros ha'aretz, you need to have an achila. So again, Rashi does not tell us which bracha he's talking about. And then Rashi tells us kazayis sha'amru le'inyan shir kol achilos. When we talk about kazayis, we're talking about the shear for every achila. What does Rashi mean by that? Le'inyan shear kol achilos. So right now we're just piling on questions. Question number one is, which bracha is the Gemara bothered by? Question number two, Rashi says shear kol achilos. What do you mean le'inyan shear kol achilos? We're talking about Hilchos Brachos over here. So apparently whatever bracha we're bothered by has a din of a shear kazayis. What does he mean by shear kol achilos?
Maybe he means to say that if he's holding like Tosfos, that all bracha show notes are that all bracha parts are not going to need a bracha, and therefore
are not
going to need, that you don't need a bracha for the Zayit.
Okay.
And therefore, all the shirim are equal. That's what you said.
I don't know. What Meir is suggesting is that leaning shir kol achilos means that for every bracha achrona you need to have a kesayis for a bar nefash salamichya benching. There's a better way to say that. I would say leinian kol bracha achrona or something like that. Leinian shir kol achilos. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis Bedape Arif at the very top, so he spells it out a little bit more. On the fourth line, he says vinira. Fourth line of the old print. I don't know what kind of print you have. Vinira. Shebein l'chumra ubein l'kula b'shir k'zayis k'zeh m'sha'arinon ve'eino chayiv k'sha'ochel zayis midavar aser ad shi'yeh bo shir zayis aguri. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that when we talk about shir k'zayis, it's not only din hilchos brachos. Shir k'zayis is the definition of achila. You can't have achila with pachos m'k'zayis. It's the very definition of achila. Okay, why does that matter? Because achila is not only a din in hilchos brachos. Achila is a din in the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of eating a karban, the isser of eating nevela and trefa and basar b'chalav, and the isser of eating Yom Kippur also may be different because it's mitzvahs inoy rather than isser achila. But there are mitzvos and isurim of achila all over the Torah. So wherever you have mitzvos and isurim of achila, Rashi tells us, by the way, that's always a kezayis. And Rabbeinu Yonah just fills us in, and that means it's always the same kezayis. You know, you might want to put on your chumrah hat and say, oh, to fulfill a mitzvah, because you need a kezayis gadol ma'od, you need the giant kezayis. But to violate an iser b'kezayis, if you get malchus for eating nevela, teeny kezayis. Even a teeny kezayis, you're going to be chayv malchus. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. Kol achilos, it's a sheer kezayis beinoni. It's an average kezayis, bein l'chumra, bein l'kula, that's the sheer of kezayis. In fact, this notion that every achila is defined as kezayis plays a critical role in the Rishonim in Hilchos Pesach, when they try to figure out whether there's a mitzvah of achilas charoses. There's a din on the night of the Seder, you're supposed to dip things in the charoses. A couple of things in the, or at least one thing, the maror in the charoses. Is there a din of achilas charoses? So the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos says there can't be. You know why? Because we never find anywhere, meaning it's machlokes tanaim, whether there's a mitzvah of achilas charoses. Rambam says it must be that we paskin, that there's no mitzvah of charoses. Machlokes tanaim, I shouldn't say that. Machlokes tanaim, whether charoses is a mitzvah. The Rambam says it can't be because we never find anywhere that there's a mitzvah, that there's a shir kezayis on charoses. If there's no shir kezayis, what does that tell you? There's no mitzvah sachila. Because every time there's a mitzvah sachila, there is a shir kezayis. Every time there's an isser achila, there's a shir kezayis. Meaning this is a klal gadol. Kezayis is always the shir of achila. That's why the Rambam writes that there can't be a mitzvah of charoses, because there's no shir kezayis becharoses. Rav Shachter points out that the Rambam in Mishneh Torah seems to have backed out on that, because in the Mishneh Torah the Rambam says that charoses is a mitzvah lahavio al shulchan, that there's a mitzvah to bring charoses to the table. So Rav Shachter points out what made the Rambam change his mind. He says, well, and also, why does the Rambam say to bring it lahavio al shulchan, to bring the charoses to the table? Well, what else are you going to do with it? Of course you're going to bring it to the table. So Rav Shachter explains that no. The Rambam, when he was bothered by how could there possibly be a mitzvah of charoses, there's no shir kezayis for charoses, assumed that if there is a mitzvah of charoses, it's a mitzvah of achila. And he says, yeah, inochinami. If it's a mitzvah of achila, there's got to be kezayis. If there's no kezayis, there's no mitzvah of achila. But then the Rambam realized maybe the nature of the mitzvah of charoses is entirely different. Maybe the mitzvah of charoses, there is a mitzvah of charoses, but it's not a mitzvah of achila. It's a mitzvah sheyehei al hashulchan. It's a mitzvah for it to be on the table as a zecher, letit, a zecher to the cement that we were forced to make in Mitzrayim. But not a mitzvah to eat it, a mitzvah to have it. Ooh, if it's a mitzvah to have it, not a mitzvah to eat it, what don't you need? Kezayis. So that's why the Rambam emphasizes in the Mishnah Torah when he changed his mind that charoses is a mitzvah, he says that it should be on the table because that's the entire extent of the mitzvah. But anyway, Rashi seems to be saying achila is always defined as kezayis, which is also very interesting because the shir kezayis ultimately is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, like all shirim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There is a rush in the second parak of Maseches Baba Kama who says that halacha l'moshe m'sinai always comes to be mekil and never comes to be machmir. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai always teaches kulas. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai doesn't come to teach a chumra. So if chatzi nezek tzroros is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, for those who learned Baba Kama, if you never learned Baba Kama, I'm not going to go through the whole sugi now. But if there's a din of chatzi nezek tzroros, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it has to be that the real original din without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was that it's nezek shalim. It was that kocho gufo nezek shalim. And chatzi nezek knocks it down and says, no, we're going to be more mekil. So it's fascinating though. Achila b'kezayis, if it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it has to be a kula. What would you have thought if you didn't have the halacha l'moshe m'sinai that you have to eat a kezayis? How much would you have assumed you have to eat? So let's say matzah. How much would you have assumed you have to eat? Or chazen. How much would you have assumed?
A tiny amount.
Anything is eating. I would have thought anything is eating. Oh, comes halacha l'moshe m'sinai kezayis. Is that a kula or a chumra? Well, it depends. If you're talking about matzah, it's quite a chumrah. I would have thought to eat even a tiny amount. And now you're telling me I got to eat a whole kezayis. If you're talking about isurim, like nevela, it's a kula. I would have thought I get malchus even for eating a tiny bit. Now you tell me I have to eat a whole kezayis before I get malchus. Ooh, I have a little leeway before I get malchus. So it's a kula. So the idea that halacha l'moshe m'sinai is always a kula, it's going to be tricky. You have to define, what is this? Is this a kula or is this a chumrah? And when it's both, what is it be'ikr? Okay, but that's a different topic for a different time, just it's what this Rashi reminded me of, that kol achilos, and that's going to play a role as we progress in the sugya.
What's the difference between Rashi and the Bnei Yonah? Could you suggest that Rashi, when he says the second Rashi of Kizai Sharmer, that he's talking about So he's like kind of talking about like the bracha rishona because you're doing the mitzvah, doing the isra when you eat it.
You're assuming that Rashi, when he says l'nishir kol achilos, it means bracha rishona.
Even
bracha rishona.
Yeah.
But here's my problem with that. You're assuming that there's a din of achila in bracha rishon. Is that true?
I think achilos is like when you eat. Anything that is involved in the nyan of eating, meaning you have to make brachas on both ends when you eat. So it's achilos.
Okay, again, it's similar to what Meir said before, but I thought that kol achilos is too broad if you're only talking in hilchos brachos. I thought Rashi was broadening it, and when I saw Rabbeinu Yonah, I realized that has to be what Rashi means. That he's broadening it beyond Hilchos Brachos, and he's telling you that that's the shear for every Achil in Kol HaTorah Kula, whether it's Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Matzah, Hilchos Achilos Karbanos, Hilchos Nevela, whatever it may be, that it's all included in Achilos. Comes along Tosos and deals with our first issue. The first part of Tosos. Again, the barrier part of Tosos we're going to, Bez Hashem, deal with on Friday. Batzele Shiura says Tosfos, the Gemara had asked, how could Rabbi Yochanan say a bracha on a zayis meliach? He didn't eat the pit. If he's normal, at least he didn't eat the pit. So hainu dafka bebracha shal ha'achrav debin and shir. Avol bracha shal ha'fanav afilu pachs mikshir da'as lanas bal mazeh blo bracha. Says Tosfos, this whole din that you need a shir in order to be chayv a bracha is only by bracha achrona. Bracha rishona, you don't need a shir. Whatever you eat, you're chayiv in a bracha rishona, because it's asa lehanos me'el mazeh below bracha. And since bracha rishona is not tali on achila, bracha rishona is tali on hana'ah, that anything you would get hana'ah from, is it possible to get hana'ah from less than a kezayis? Absolutely, you can get hana'ah from less than a kezayis. You can have a little tic-tac less than a kezayis, you'll get hana'ah from it. So it's usher to get hana'a without a bracha. That's going on bracha rishona. Memele bracha rishona does not require a shir. Bein lin achila, bein lin yishtia. Aval bracha shela acharav be'inan shir melo lugmav. For a bracha acharona, you need to have a full melo lugmav. Melo lugmav means a cheekful. Al kein yesh li zor lishtos mikoshel bracha melo lugmav. Kedei sheyivarech lach remain gimel brachos. that line of Tosfos requires its own limud, which we're not going to be able to really delve deeply into, but just to point out what's interesting about that. What is Tosfos telling you? Whenever you have a kol shel bracha, what should you be careful to do? Make sure to have a full melolugmav. Why? Why should you make sure to have a full melolugmav? So you'll be able to say a bracha achrona. Who cares? Why do you need to be able to say a bracha achrona? You're under your chuppah. Okay? Your Masada Kiddushin is saying that nice long Birchas Erusin, beautiful bracha, Shasalana Sarusas, Vitalana Sarasuza, the chuppah of Kiddushin. Great. He made the Baruch Yagafen beforehand. I was once at a chuppah where it was a very chash of Masada Kiddushin, and he did not say the Baruch Yagafen. He forgot. And like as he sang the Birchas Erusin, the other aide was Rabbi Aryeh Cohn, and I was in aide Kiddushin together with Rabbi Aryeh Cohn. We were looking at each other like, how do we correct someone of this stature? You know, like it was like a Adam Gadol on Ma'od, Ma'od, Ma'od. And it turned out it was his anivus that caused him to forget the Baruch Yagafen. What I mean is anivus is a person who's probably been Masada Kiddushin at hundreds of weddings. But he didn't have a sitter with him, he didn't trust himself to remember the whole Birchas Erusin. He did trust himself to remember Baruch Yagafen. So he took a little piece of paper before the Chuppah and he wrote down the Birchas Erusin from memory so that he would read it off of this piece of paper. So he remembered to read it off the piece of paper, but he didn't write down the Baruch Yagafen, so he never read the Baruch Yagafen from the piece of paper. So he told the Chasam and Kalit to say the Baruch Yagafen. Okay, but that's a kol shel bracha under the chuppah, right? What's so terrible if the Chasam and Kalit just take a little tiny sip? Have you ever, in your entire lives, seen a Chasam that says, no, give me that. Gulp it down, and then they break the glass. He pulls up a chair, sits down, and says an alagafen, valpia gafen. Tosfos saying, you should be makbid, koshel bracha. Make sure that you drink enough to be chayiv in a bracha achrona. And not only is it troubling why he requires you to do that, you may run into trouble. Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, at the bottom tells us that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you even say you need to say a bracha al hakos. You know, birchas hamazon al hakos, okay, is one thing. He says even an alamichya should be done al hakos. Okay? Now, if you're going to say an alamichya al hakos, you will be saying alamichya for the rest of your life. Why? Because if you have to be matmid every time you have a bracha al hakos, then you need to have a melolugmav so that you could say a bracha achrona, a bracha mein shalosh. Great, so you'll have a melolugmav, you'll drink a shir, and nachmul, another alagefen. And then you drink a shir of that one, and another alagefen, until you're too drunk to pass. So Tosfos is bothered by that kasha. So Tosfos says, who says you have to drink? Tosfos alam zayin amalav. Just have it ala kos, have the kos there, but you don't have to drink. That's what I would have thought about a kol shel bracha in the first place. Okay, maybe to drink a little bit because you don't want it to be a bracha levatali. You have to get some hanah if you're saying a bracha. But mehechi tesi, that Tosfos is going to say that you need to be makbid to have a lo lugmav so that you can say a bracha achrona. Who says you have to say a bracha achrona? But that's what we're not going to talk about. Then goes Tosfos. Yeah?
Is this by benching or this is by
that no, a bracha alakos is like a bracha by a bris, by a sheva brachos, by any time you have a kos there for chashivas, you say bracha alakos. Then he says, and this will be of interest to us, v'ariya ya omer, biborin nefashos, kivan de lav bracha chashuvahi, afil bubatsi mishirim mevarchin, biborin nefashos rabos. Says Tosfos, the name of the ri, I told you a rule at the beginning of Tosfos, that whenever it's a bracha rishona, it makes no difference how much or how little you eat. You always have to say a bracha rishona, even if you're having just a tiny bit. And bracha achrona always requires a shir. Ignore that. Bracha achrona doesn't always require a shir. It depends what kind of bracha achrona. Benching requires a shir. Alamichya requires a shir. Not bari nefashos. Why? So he uses a very exact brisker terminology that Delav bracha chashuvahi. Not so important. What? What does that mean? It's not exact prescriptive terminology. What does that mean? It's not a bracha chashuva. What makes it less important? What makes the bar nefashos? In fact, if you learn this parak, you find the Gemara in a couple of places refers to not saying a bracha achrona. When the Gemara says the words ve'im mevarchan achrov, it sometimes means you say bari nefashos. Ein mevarchan achrov means you say bari nefashos. Mevarchan achrov means you say alamich yor benching. Ein mevarchan achrov means you say bari nefashos. So unbelievable. Bari nefashos is apparently fundamentally different than alamich yor benching. That bari nefashos is not considered bracha achrona, in the sense that the Gemara refers to it as Ein Mevarchan Achrov, and according to the Ri, you don't need a shear for Bari Nefashos. A Mashu is just like a Bracha Rishona. Why? What is the fundamental nature of Bari Nefashos? What's the Mechayev of Bari Nefashos that would make it more like a Bracha Rishona than it will be like a Bracha Achrona? Let's put that question aside for now, but keep it in your mind, because we're coming back to it. Hopefully, Bli Neder. So Tosus has this idea that is not obvious because it's not explicit in the Gemara, that a bracha rishona, even a mashu, even if you just a little bit, you're chayiv in bracha rishona. It happens to be that there is a rishon that's quoted, an early rishon from before the generation of Rabbeinu Chananel. I didn't have it in Mar Makomos. It's quoted by the Kolbo. Rav Acha Mashbacha. Who is that? What? You should ask Rabbi Leibowitz, yeah. Who's quoted by the Kolbo in Simon Chav Dalid, that says that anytime you eat less than a kazayis, no bracha rishona. That bracha rishona requires a kazayis. How can a rishon say that? Because there's no gemara against it. There's no gemara that says otherwise. So it's true. Most of the rishonim side with Tosfos, that even a mashu requires a bracha rishona, but there is such a shita that exists. And by the way, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, although he's known sometimes to be a little bit of a renegade, you know, he does things on his own a lot, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin thinks that that's the Rishon we should be paskening like. That really, that's the most defensible Shita, and it fits every Gemara, and he makes a big tumult about that Shita. But Tosfos assumes, no. What's his Raya? What's his Raya that you would have to say a Bracha Rishona on less than a Kazayas? Because the mechayev of bracha rishona is a svara that you're not allowed to get hana, and olam zeh blo bracha, and you can get hana with less than a kazayis. That's his raya. Tosfos Masechta Sukkah.
Whether it's bracha shavah or
good. So let's come back to that. But first, Tosfos Masechta Sukkah. On the Mishnah Sukkah Chavavim Beis, the Mishnah tells us, "Kishenasnu lo Rabbi Tzadok ochel pachos mikabeitza," when they gave Rabbi Tzadok food less than a kabeitza, which for us would be the equivalent of less than a kazayis. He was assuming that a kabeitza is the mechayev of a bracha achrona, so for us that would be less than a kazayis. Natlo b'mapa va'achlo chutz l'sukkah. So first of all, he didn't do nitil sidayim. He just, you know, did the old holding the sandwich by the bag trick, you know, when you're on the family trip or something and they say, we're not stopping, you know, just hold it with whatever, right? So natlo b'mapla, and he ate it outside of the sukkah because it wasn't a shear that was chayiv in sukkah, and velo bireich acharav, no bracha achrona, says Tosfos in sukkah. And what about bracha rishona? He ate a sandwich smaller than a kibetza. So I understand he's not going to say a bracha achrona. What about bracha rishona? Did he say a bracha rishona? What's the implication of the Mishnah? But yeah. Otherwise it would have said, velo birech, period. Why velo birech acharav? So that's what Tosfos points out toward the end of source number 6. Most of source number 6 deals with the sugya of Beria, which is good if you got to see it, because you're probably not going to have a chance for a full Seder on Friday morning before we get to the sugya of Beria. But at the very end, the last three lines, V'davka lidin bracha shala achareha, ava lefanov mevarich afilu pachos mika zayis bekol dover, de lefanov lo b'inan shir, de asa liyamaz bo mazeb lo bracha, kedemash miuv de drabi tzadik, de kamar v'lo b'irich achrav, kedeprishis mishum de savelak rabi yuda, mashma lefanov b'irich chayim pirish b'kunchus. Says Tosfos, a raya brura, that you say a bracha on even pachos mika shir. You say a bracha rishon even pachos mika shir. So one of the rayas, one is misvara, that the whole mechayev of bracha is asalam esmel mazeb lo bracha, you get hana unless in a shir, so you say a bracha rishona. Right, number two is from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Rabbi Tzadok didn't say a bracha achrona on Pachos Mikashir, implying that he did say a bracha rishona. So one is a raya misvara, and the other is a raya from a Maisa Shahayo with the holy Tana Rabbi Tzadok.
If we're saying that you can't benefit without making a bracha, and we're, according to the ones who call it a ratir, then if Hashem defines what's eating, as achila.
Hana is not achila. Hana is hana.
So we're saying that any amount is considered. Like, so why do we ever get it at like
Mars versus achila? Halachul Moshe Misina. That achilas kazayis. There's no such halacha l'moshe mesina by hana.
So if we're saying that, like, so then, obviously there's an halacha l'moshe mesina, then why, like, say, well, obviously, like, nana would be any amount. Obviously, like, there's something there that, like achilas defined.
Not so poshut, not so obvious. When there's halacha l'moshe mesina, he followed halacha l'moshe mesina, where it is.
So I'm saying nana could be any amount if we have a halacha l'moshe mesina that, like,
because there's no halacha l'moshe mesina and hana. There's halacha l'moshe mesina and achilas.
So then what's the hana there?
Hana is you're satisfied, you're happy, you're enjoying.
Hana is smelling even though it's not eating.
Right.
No, not from the smell, but from the ingesting this food, whether you call it achila or not. Even if it's not called achila, but I've ingested this food and enjoyed it. So that's hana. Is this second raya such a great raya from Rabbi Tzadok? So it happens to be, I sort of brushed over the point that it was Pachas Mikabetza, because Rabbi Tzadok happens to hold the Shir Bracha Achron is a Kabetza. But maybe that matters over here. Maybe he only said a Bracha Rishona because it was more than a Kazayas. Meaning at least it was Achila. Meaning it's possible that Bracha Rishona also requires a Shir. But a Shir Achila. Bracha Achrona requires kibetza because you need tzviya, you need more than achila. But maybe bracha Rishona does require at least achila, meaning maybe they both require a shir, but not the same shir. And in fact, the Meiri, I think, sort of alludes to this. The Meiri writes, you know, he brings that raya and he says ve'efsha sha'af Rabbi Elazar nisa'ad ba Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, which is one gears in the Mishnah that it wasn't Rabbi Tzadok, it was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Was nis adba hoel v'nishar b'kazayis shu shir l'kamidvarim. He did enjoy it and benefit from it and was satiated from it on a certain level because it was at least the kazayis. So maybe that's not a great raya that even a mashu who requires a bracha rishona, because it was just less than a kabetza, but it might have been more than a kazayis. Okay. The Rashba, source number 8. Vegambus Tosel Sovereign Cain, Shane Bachs Mikshir Ton Bracha Klal Besofo. If you have less than a shear, no bracha achrona, Aval Bitchilasa Vade Afilu Kol Shu Ton Bracha. Why Visha Asalamas Mel Mazablo Bracha? Vechainami Mashome Hadaha, Dolo Kashale Al Besofe, my Mevarech. And that's what our Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yochanan. Why would he say a bracha achrona, given the Batzale Shira? If he doesn't have a shear, Aval Bereshe Nichale. Bracha Rishona, we have no problem. So the Rashba says, I agree with Tosos. Right? I agree with Tosos here in Brachos, Tosos in Sukkah. Bracha Rishona is even on a small amount. Bracha Achrona is only when you have a shir. Who's it against? Like we said, that Rishon, Rav Acha Mashbacha, who's quoted by the Kolbo, that Bracha Rishona also requires a shir. Now, Rambam in source number 9, Paragimel Alachiyad Beis, Bamed Varam Amurim Shachal Mikazayis Ulamaila. When do you have to say Bracha Achrona if you ate a shear? Aval Pachos Mikazayis, Bein Minapas, Bein Mishar Ochlin. It's interesting what the Ram says. The Ram should have said, when do you require a shir? Bracha achrona. Aval bracha rishona, you don't require a shir. But what does the Ram say? Aval pachas mikzayis, bein mina pas, bein mishar ochlin. Implying that you know, whenever he has to emphasize a point, it's because someone's going to think otherwise. So what does Rambam say? Even on bread, less than a kezias. Or maybe he's saying, even on non-bread, only when there's a kezias. Would you say a bracha achrona? But when it comes to bracha rishona, beim rapas beim yishar ochlin. Let's see why anyone would think differently. Vashos abachs mirviz beim miniyayim beim yishar mashkin. Mivarech betchila bracha ru'iyah la'osa min. What bracha do you make? So I would have said, you say the bracha rishona. What does Rambam say? Bracha ru'iyah la'osa min. You say what bracha? The bracha that you would normally make on that food. If you're eating less than a kezias of an apple, say, hey, if you're eating less than a kezias of bread, you say a motzi. You're eating less than a kezias of schnitzel, you say mizonos. Right? You're going to say, the bracha ruya lo oso hamin. Why does he have to emphasize? Of course you can say the bracha ruya lo oso hamin. If not the bracha ruya lo oso hamin, what bracha would you say? File that away for a moment. Ulubasov in varachlal. And then bracha achrona, there is none. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah says, I have two reasons why the Bracha Rishon is even on a small amount. Why the Chiv Bracha Rishon is even on a small amount. First of all, what Tosva said, and what the Rashba said, which is, Asur Lehanos Me'olam Azeh B'lo Bracha, and therefore the Mechayev of Bracha Rishona is Hana'a, Hana'a comes even less than a Kezayis, great. But apparently not great enough, because the Kesef Mishnah continues and he says, "Why? Akati kashli ma roch hacham lahachmir bebracha shalafanav shimid rabbanan yosim bracha achrona shimid oraisa. Why would they be more machmir in a bracha rishona for even smaller amounts than they are in a bracha achrona, which is oraisa? What do you mean? Why? You just explained why. You just told me. Because bracha achrona the mechayev is." Achila, bracha rishona, the mechayev is hana, asale hanos. What kind of kasha? So, and instead of answering, oh, it's like I just told you. It's like I just told you, hana. As long as you get any hana, he comes up with a whole different approach. You know why you say a bracha rishona on pachos mikazayis? V'nir elisha lekacham ruta b'tchila yivarech afilu al kolshu. Shema Yimlach v'yochal kashir v'nimsa shahayat sarich bracha levanav v'ein biyadol esakein. Says they had to institute bracha rishona on pachos mikazayis because you never know when you're going to have pachos mikazayis and when you're going to have more than a kazayis. I'm just going to have one chip, just one chip. Someone asks, can I just have one Pringle, just one? Have you ever in your life seen a person eat one Pringle? It never happens. I'm just going to have one. They end up eating half your canister. Okay? They planned on having just one. But then they're going to have more than a shear, and it turns out they didn't say a bracha. So you can't have a rule that you need to eat a kezayis in order for bracha rishona. Bracha achrona is after the fact. You can have such a rule. I know what I ate when I'm done eating. But I don't know what I'm going to eat if I haven't yet begun. An entirely different reason why bracha rishona requires, why you require bracha rishona even on pachos mikazayis. Forget about hana'a. So the question is, what was wrong with the first approach? And the tzlach was mechavin to the Kesef Mishnah. He says this whole Torah, and then he says, "Oh, b'shuv matzasi." Kesef Mishnah says just like me. I always wanted to like write a sefer where you just, you know, say I had this idea that I did. B'shuv matzasi. You know, Reb Chaim says just like me every single piece. Yeah.
How often do we make bracha safek though?
No. What do you mean? Explain your question.
Safek here, what might mean more than the actual shear.
So, right. So the way you're understanding it is really only the shear is mechayev a bracha. Yeah. So you're making a bracha al tzad safek that you might eat the shear. Yeah. So what he's saying is different. He's saying that the chacham sat down, they had a meeting of the rabbis one day, they got together and they said, okay, we got to make rules about brachos. So how much should a person have to eat, say, a bracha? So someone said, I have an idea, let's make it just like bracha achrona. They have to eat a kezayis. And then someone, they shouted him down, and they said, that's a terrible rule to make, because people are going to get confused, no one's going to know exactly how much they're going to eat, people are going to do the wrong thing. We're making the rules right now. So let's make the rule that a mashu is requires a bracha. It's not that it's an ansag. That was the takana, which assumes that the chiv bracha rishon is only the rabban, right? Because if it were daoraisa, we don't get to make the rules, right?
Maybe the Kesef Mishnah
assumes that Brach Akron would also be the same. Oh, okay, good. So the pshat in the Kesef Mishnah, why he's not okay with the first answer. I mean, again, Kesef Mishnah tries to explain, why is it that a Brach Rishon is even on a small amount of food? So he said, what do you mean, why? Tosfos, the Rashba, they all say it explicitly. Kesef Mishnah himself says it. Also, the Hanus Melon has a blood bracha, and that's the Machayev of Brach Rishon, any amount of Hana'a. What's wrong with that answer? Why do you need to push further? Oh, I'm worried people are going to eat more. That's it. You have your answer already. What's wrong with the Asaleano? So says Avi Finkelstein as follows. Maybe, if you remember, we discussed this, I don't know, a week and a half ago at the very beginning. Maybe the Svara of Asaleano Smeel Mazablo Bracha is not only a Svara for Bracha Rishona. Maybe that's a svara that's mechayev bracha achrona as well. Where do I get off saying that? That it's a svara that's mechayev bracha achrona as well? There are rishonim that say so explicitly. So first of all, there's a Rashba that I forgot to put in your packets, where the Rashba writes, Hachi gar sinan b'kala svarim. Svaruhu. Asu lahadim shianim in olam azablo bracha. Kilomar. Bikulum, bein midi de barnatia, bein midi de lav barnatia, bein leman de tani netar ravai, bein leman tani kerem ravai. Leko de tani, here's the key line, leko de ta'in bracha, lo lefanav, velo liachrav, min ha-Torah, elashiv samin ha-bilvad, shein tunin la-achrayan, min ha-Torah, midor reis, only the shiv saminim require bracha, ha-shar minin, anything that's not the Shiva Saminim, Bein Lifnein, Bein Laachrein, whether you're talking Bracha Rishona or whether you're talking Bracha Achrona, Ein Tu'unim Klal Elam Isvara. What's the Mechayev of Bracha Achrona and anything but the Shiva Saminim? A Svara. What's Svara? What's Svara? Asalanas Menal Mazeb, Lo Bracha. The Mechayev of Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona for anything but the Shivas Haminim is a Svara. Asalanus Minol Mazeb Lo Bracha. If that's the case, maybe the Kesef Mishnah is uncomfortable saying that Bracha Achrona is going to have a different rule than Bracha Rishona because Bracha Rishona is based on Svara. No, Bracha Achrona is also based on Svara. Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah said, why is it the Bracha Rishona even a Mashahu? And Bracha Achrona, you need a whole shir, because Bracha Rishona is based on Hana'a, the Svara of Hana'a. Asalahanos minolam is a blow Bracha. Totally different than Bracha Achrona. But then Kesef Mishnah says, oh, and there's another reason too. What's wrong with the first reason? It was good enough for Tosos, it was good enough for the Rashba. Why is it not good enough for the Kesef Mishnah? What's wrong with the first reason? Maybe this is what's wrong with the first reason. That there are Rishonim that assume that the Svara of Ashlanos Melam Mazeb Lo Bracha does not only apply to Bracha Rishona, but even applies to Bracha Achrona. So you better not be explaining the difference between Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona by saying, oh, the Svara applies to Bracha Rishona. No, that same Svara applies to Bracha Achrona. That's why Kesef Mishnah needs to come up with a different explanation of what separates Bracha Rishona. Ooh, wow. So what do we do? What do we do with all those other Rishonim? They must assume that the Mechayev of Bracha Achrona is not the Svara. Right? The Mechayev of Bracha Achrona is Midoraisa or some Kain Doraisa, but it's not the Svara.
Even according to Rashba, if you say the Kesef Mishnah at the top that what differentiates the Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona is that by Bracha Achrona you know how much you already ate. Even if you know how much you already ate, if it was a mashahu, then you still got enough. So you should still have to make a Bracha Achrona.
Oh, right. Meaning we're saying that if Correct. Good. If you're going to say that the svar of Asalam Asmal Mazab Lo Bracha is really the Machayiv of the Mashahu, then you would say that Bracha Achrona should also be required on a Mashahu. That's why the Kesem Mishnah says, no, that's not why it's on a Mashahu. Asalam Asmal Mazab Lo Bracha is not enough of a reason to make a Bracha on a Mashahu. Why not? We've got to figure something out. Right, what's the Mechayiv of the Mashu? The Mechayiv of the Mashu is that they had to be misakin it that way. Unless we can say that maybe you're right. Maybe you do say a bracha achrona, even on a Mashu. Any bracha achrona that the Mechayiv of that bracha achrona is a svara, maybe you say it on a Mashu. Is there a bracha achrona where the mechayev of the bracha achrona is the svara and not a din d'oraisa? Or in the fashos. What did the Rashba say? When you talk about the shivas aminim, that's code word for anything that you would bench or say ala michya on. Right? When you talk about the shivas aminim, it's d'oraisa. It's a mechayev mi d'oraisa. But everything else, what's everything else? Or in the fashos. Every Bari Nefashos food, the Mechayiv is Asalam Asmin Al Mazeb Lo Bracha. Ah. So Bari Nefashos may not require a Shir because it's the same Mechayiv as a Bracha Rishona, which doesn't require a Shir. What did Tosu say? V'ariya ya omer b'Bari Nefashos kivan delav bracha chashuvahi. Bari Nefashos is not a chash of a bracha. What does he mean, not a chash of a bracha? That's a brisker terminology. What does it mean? It's based on svara. It's not based on a pasuk or anything that's a kein d'oraisa. It's just a svara. It's like a bracha rishona. It's a bracha achrona that's like a bracha rishona. So the Rish said, afil batzim yishurim rochin Bari Nefashos rabbis. Yeah. Even if you have less than a shir, you're going to say a bar nefashos. Well, that's the explanation of the Ri. That the sole mechayev of bar nefashos is the svara. And that's why when Tos disagrees with the Ri, what does Tos do? He associates bar nefashos with Allah Geffen. To say, no, the mechayev of bar nefashos is not Asalam Asmin Olam Zablo Bracha. The mechayev of bar nefashos is that it's a ke'en da'oraisa of the Bracha Sacharon Seder da'oraisa. But that's what he means, l'chora. And in fact, Rav Sacks, somehow, I don't know why he wasn't mechaving to this, he didn't say this part, this whole mahalich that we just said, and he quotes a Taz, in Simon Reishit Beis Sivkat Zayin, who says, Abari nefashos b'gzasa la'adam l'hanas mel mazeb li bracha. Right? Says explicitly, that Abari nefashos is because asa la'adam l'hanas mel mazeb li bracha. And the Prima Gadim on that Taz says, I don't know what he's talking about. Bracha Rishon is Bekol Shu because of Asa Lehanos. But Bracha Achrona, Shevach Vodo, who Bikashir. Bracha Achrona is a separate Mechayiv and requires a Shir. So Rav Sacks says, who says maybe Bracha Achrona doesn't require a Shir because all Bracha Achrona is based on Asa Lehanos? No, not all Bracha Achrona. The Taz was very Meduyah. What did the Taz say? Bari Nefashos. Bari Nefashos is based on Asa Lehanos. But the other brachos achronim maybe are not based on Asa Lehanos, are certainly not based on Asa Lehanos. Now that's the anomaly in bracha achrona. What's the anomaly in bracha rishona? Man, we didn't have a chance to get to it, I just realized how late it is. I don't think I have a does anyone mind if we go a little over today?
No.
I know you don't mind. we're not learning tomorrow, so we're gonna. Rabbeinu Yonah, Ani Reisias Rabbi Yochanan Shachol Gzayis Mleiach Birch Letzchila Besov. Upar Begemara Parich Lama Birch Lav Lebesov. Valok Shahotzi Agar and Loisha Shem Shir Kzayis. The Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan say Bracha Achrona? He didn't eat a full shir. Ubepachos Mikzayis Lo Hayelo Levarich. Ella lefanav, and with less than a shear, he only should have said a bracha rishona. I would have stopped the sentence right there. But what does Rabbi Yonah say? With less than a shear, he only should have said birchas shehakol kedesh lo yanam and almazeb lo bracha. so that he doesn't get hanam and olam is a blo bracha. You should have eaten the olive instead of shahakol on the olive. That's a little strange. Why would you say shahakol on an olive? Not only that, the Niona suggests knocking it down to a shahakol, but you don't even have to be so drastic. If you look at the Rashba in source number 8, in the second paragraph, from the fact that you're going to say Borei Priya 8 on less than, meaning against Rabbeinu Yonah, to Mashmid Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zera, Kamaksha, Lamayt Eshvili, Rabbi Zera, etc. And he's only bothered by the Bracha Achrona. Umina, the second to last line at the end of the line, Umina, Lo'ochel Pas, Pachos Mikazayis, Shem Mevarech, Allah, Hamotzi. From there, I derive that you would say Hamotzi when you eat less than a Kazayis. Meaning, it's not so Pashut that you would say Hamotzi when you eat less than a Kazayis. I know you need a Bracha Rishona on things that are less than a Shir. But which Bracha Rishona? Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah and says, not Ha'et. Comes along the Rashba and says, I understand why you would think, he's not telling you Lalach, but he says, I understand why you would think, if it's bread, not Hamotzi. Not Hamotzi. Why not? And I'll do even better. Source number 13, the Rashba. Kotzva Raivitzal. Rashba not in his own name, in the name of the Raivit. De'ei mevarech hamotzi ela ba'ochel kazayis. Hamotzi is only when you eat a kazayis. Haba pachas mikazayis b'tchilin mevarech hamotzi mizonos. Less than a kazayis? Mizonos. Ulbesof main gimel. Because hamotzi can't be on less than a kazayis. Why not? Why can't Hamotzi be on less than a Kazayis? I ask you. So what did we say? There is a sheet in Rishonim that Bari Nefashos will be on less than a Kazayis. Why? Because Bari Nefashos is really the same Mechayev as a Bracha Rishona. So if you're going to find Rishonim that's saying that Hamotzi can't be on less than a Kazayis, or maybe even Ha'et can't be on less than a Kazayis, what must those Rishonim be working with? What idea must those Rishonim be working with? That those Brachos Rishonos have a Mechayev similar to a Bracha Achrona. What does that mean, a Mechayev similar to a Bracha Achrona? Why would a Bracha Rishon have the same Mechayev as a Bracha Achrona? Think back a week and a half. Why would a Bracha Rishon have the same Mechayev as a Bracha Achrona? As a Kal V'chomer from Bracha Achrona. Maybe the Kal V'chomer from Bracha Achrona, Savem Varech Shurav L'Kol Shkein, that if you make a Bracha afterwards and Kal V'chomer you make a Bracha before, maybe that's only a Mechayev for the more Chashva Brachos, the more specific Brachos, the Brachos that relate to those things that require a Bracha Achrona Midor Raisa, like benching, Bracha Mein Shalosh, Machlok Rishonim, which are Dor Raisa, and that's why you have differences in the Rishonim. Whether you cut it off at Amotzi or you cut it off at anything below Ha'etz or Mizonos. And it just knocks it down to a shakel. Shahakol Niyabidvaro has only one Mechayim. And that is Asal Adamanos Melamazah below Bracha. What's the Matir of Hanam and Melamazah? Shahakol Niyabidvaro. The whole world is Bidvaro. Great. But a Shevach and Hoda'ah that you're supposed to give about a specific min? A Shevach and Hoda'ah you're supposed to give about it. Where does that come from? That comes from Bracha Achrona. That is only b'Kazayis. Because Bracha Achrona is only b'Kazayis. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Forget Rabbeinu Yonah for a second. Why does the Raivit say that you're not going to say Hamotzi on Pachos Mikazayis because the Mechayev of Hamotzi is Bracha Achrona? Bracha Achrona is the Mechayev of Hamotzi. And when do you say Bracha Achrona? When you have a Shir. So you're only going to say Hamotzi when you have the Shir. Oh, what? So you're going to eat without a Bracha? No, Chas V'Sholom. You're not allowed to get Hana without a Bracha. So what do you do? do the Hana bracha. What's that? Shakol Ni'eb Dvarim. That's the Ravid. And that's what the Rambam was talking about. That's what the Rambam was addressing. Bein pas, bein shar minei ochlin. To tell you, no, the mechayev of every bracha rishona is the hana'a. And that's also Rabbeinu Yonah. What's Rabbeinu Yonah telling us? That if you're eating less than a kezayis of a zayis, don't say ha'etz. Why? Because he must be assuming that even ha'etz is derived from bracha achrona. Because he must be assuming that bracha mein shalosh is daraisa like the Rashba held. So the ha'etz is also a shtik daraisa. It's a kal v'chomer from the daraisa. And therefore is only going to be chayiv when you have a shir. Less than a shir, shakol ne'abedvaro. Shakol ne'abedvaro. That's the standard hana'a bracha. So what we accomplished today, I think, is we found a whole bunch of anomalies over here. We added what seems like a simple rule. A tiny amount of bracha rishona. You need a shir for bracha achrona. And then all of a sudden we find rishonim that are telling me, bari nefashos even with less than a shir. Hamotzi or ha'etz only with a shir. So what we pointed out is that there are two mechayivim of a bracha. There's the mechayiv of a bracha, which is the bracha achrona mechayiv, and then there's the mechayiv of a bracha of hana'a. Hana'a is even on pachos mikashir. That's the mechayiv of a bracha. So if you're going to say that there's a bracha achrona that's even on pachos mikashir, it must be that the mechayiv of that bracha achrona is hana'a. That's where nefashos. If you're going to say that there's a bracha rishonah that requires a shir, you're going to have to say that those brachas rishonahs, the mechayev of those brachas rishonahs, is the bracha achrona, is the shavach vodah that you give in the bracha achrona. What opened up this door for us was, let's not forget, let's give credit where credit is due, what opened up this door for us is that Kesef Mishnah. Because Kesef Mishnah would not sit still at Asa Lahanas Me'olam HaZeh B'lo Bracha. He had to push further. No, there's got to be another reason. It's got to be another reason why you're going to make a bracha on a kosher. So that got us thinking that maybe bracha achrona, the mechayiv of bracha achrona, that's what Avi pointed out before, maybe the mechayiv of bracha achrona is also hana'a. For some bracha achronas at least. Yeah.
What's the mechayiv that comes from bracha achrona?
What's
the mechayiv that comes from bracha achrona?
Okay, if you say a bracha achrona, kishu soveh mevarech, Kishu Rav Merkel Kolshke. Kalbukham. Yeah, that's it. It's derived from Bracha Achrona. It doesn't necessarily make it Daraisa. No, but it's saying it would follow the Gedarim of Bracha Achrona. If I'm going to derive a Dayal Abamin Adin Lios Kenidam, if I'm going to derive a Chi of Bracha to be from Bracha Achrona, so then I got to follow the rules of Bracha Achrona. I can't be more Machmir in Bracha Rishona than I am in Bracha Achrona.
What?
Because there's a second mechayev, asalanos b'lo bracha, and that second mechayev is independent of bracha achrona.
So the zoros also, even the zoros also have like these
The Rabbeinu Yonah must be who's the one that said amotzi to mezonos? That was Rabbeinu Yonah. That was the Ravid. The Ravid must be assuming that the only bracha d'oraisa is, and the only bracha that the mechayev of bracha rishona is the bracha achrona is by benching. Right. In terms of details, but in principle they're in agreement. But details, they disagree. What we didn't get a chance to get to, and what I would really love to, is the din of mat emes. Ti'ima is not mechayev of bracha. Well, why not? I'm putting something, it's a mashu in my mouth. Why wouldn't I be chayiv bracha? So there's a machlokas rishonim, maybe I'll just say fast. There's a machlokas rishonim by ti'ima. The Gemara in Daf Yudala tells us that if someone is fasting, you're allowed to be towing. And then the Gemara says, and also, you don't need a bracha. What does towing mean? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Tosus of their quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, that towing means you put it in your mouth and you spit it back out. But you better not swallow it. Swallowing it would require a bracha. Why? Because Asalam is Velam is Ebla Bracha, right? Spitting it out does not require a bracha.
Isn't there a no flavor?
What?
Isn't there a hana of like flavor of taste?
Okay, but apparently that doesn't meet the standard of hana'a that would be mechayev ibracha. Meaning, yeah, maybe, yeah, but it's not enough hana'a, maybe.
Smell does the taste,
doesn't it? Yeah, okay, interesting. It's a whole different sug of brachas. The problem is, the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would always be makbid to taste whenever they would do te'ima less than a raviz. So Tosfos already raises the question. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, not Tosfos, the other Rishon raises the question. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, that tasting means you're spitting it out anyway. Who cares if it's a revius or less than a revius? You're spitting it out anyway. Why would they mock me to have less than a revius? So Rishonim say, maybe they were afraid that if they had more than a revius, they would swallow it, because it would just fill up their mouth too much. So they would swallow some of it. So that's what they were worried about. Okay. Or maybe more than revius is, like Shlomo was saying, more than revius is hana'a. And it's enough hana'a to meet that criteria. Right? Maybe it's more of it than a revius. So, you know, revius, taste is hana'a, but not enough to be mechayev bracha unless it's a revius. Maybe something like that. The Ra'ah disagrees. The Ra'ah says, no, no. Te'ima means even if you swallow it. Even if you swallow it, it's called te'ima. So wait a second, what's the difference between ti'ima, when I don't have to say a bracha, and eating a kol shehu, when I do have to say a bracha? How do you magdir the difference? So when the Rambam quotes the din of ti'ima, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Beis, quotes the din of ti'ima, he's not abundantly clear whether ti'ima means swallowing or not swallowing, but the nosei kelim are abundantly clear. Rabbeinu Manoach and the Kesef Mishnah, they both say that te'ima means swallowing, and the difference is, so what's the difference between te'ima versus eating a little bit? Kavana. It's all about kavana. If your kavana is to eat, then you have to say bracha. If your kavana is to be toim, then you don't say bracha. But says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, let's put it all back together. Remember that shita of Rav Acha Mashbacha, who Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says is the end all and be all. He's the biggest Rishon. He was before the Rabbeinu Chananel. He was Re'eu Atov of the Bahag. He was Bahag's best friend. He and the Bahag used to like go bowling together and stuff. And like, come on, we got a Rav Acha Mashbacha. What was his shita? That achila pachas mikazayis, you don't say a bracha at all. Ah, now I understand very well why the Rambam's going to paskin, and why the Ra'ah's going to paskin, that ti'ima means you swallow it. And why when you're toim, you better be careful to have less than a shear. Why? Because less than a shear is not mechayev a bracha, according to this Rav Acha Mashbacha. More than a shir is mechayev bracha. So the din of ti'ima has nothing to do with kavana. The din of ti'ima is defined as putting in your mouth less than a shir. What does ti'ima mean? Ti'ima means you're ingesting food without achila. And what does achila mean? Kazayis. So ti'ima means you're putting in your mouth less than an achila. And swallowing it, of course. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, you have to paskin like Rav Acha Mashbacha. Because the Gemara about Te'ima, which everyone paskins, only fits with Rav Acha Mashbacha. That's why he's turning the whole world upside down. You could have said, like Rabbeinu Manoach, like the Kesef Mishnah, no, Te'ima means swallowing. What differentiates that from eating less than a kazayis, where you need to say a bracha, is your kavana. He's saying, no. What differentiates it is the maisa itself. Are you swallowing or not? What differentiates it is whether you're having more than a kazayis or less than a kazayis. Less than a kazayis is not, would not be mechayev bracha. Bracha is only on achila. By the way, why would bracha only be on achila? What's the svara for Rav Acha Mashbacha? Why would bracha only be on achila and not less than a kazayis? Because the mechayev of bracha is bracha achron. He just takes it to an extreme. That he holds that the Mechayev of Bracha is not at all Asa Lehanos B'la Bracha. The Mechayev of Bracha is Bracha Achrona. He says, I don't, Kesef Mishnah is bothered. Why is it that we say Bracha Rishon and even less than Gzai? So he has two approaches. And Vachamash Bracha would say, I like neither of those approaches. Mechayev Bracha is Bracha Achrona, and that's it. And therefore the Shir is going to be like the Shir. Raya Bracha Achrona. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow's day off. I hope everyone enjoys. Then we're going to get into the sugya of Beria, which also fascinating sugya, touches on other areas of halacha, Yeridaya, and certainly Hilchos Brachos. It's a very critical sugya. So Bez Hashem, that's the plan.